NanoHub U, online instruction.
Welcome to Lecture 30 on Overfit. So today we are going to look at one of the most interesting things in machine learning, which is the problem of overfitting. What we are going to do today is to understand the sources of overfitting. So there are two parts of today's lecture. First, we will talk about where does overfit come from? And second, we will look at what are the bias and variance trade-off for the fitting of overfit. So let's start by looking at the problem as follows. So let's ask, what is overfit? Now, let's consider a very simple target function that is shown as follows. So you have a quadratic equation like what I'm showing here. And then let us generate 5 data points from this curve. And these 5 data points, I assume that they are noisy, meaning that you're not just taking the data points on the curve, you're also assuming that there's some random fluctuation of the data points. Now remember that the red curve is the target function f that you want to estimate, and then the dots, they are the noisy samples that you have observed. Now the question of learning, of course, is to get the data points and then try to estimate the curve. So how do we do in the learning situation? First of all, you assume that the target function is not known to you. And now what you have left would be these 5 data points. So what you're going to do is that you're going to find a curve that can fit these 5 data points. Then let's assume that we're going to use a fourth order polynomial just for the sake of illustration. Imagine that you're using a fourth order polynomial, then you can pretty much fit all these 5 data points as I'm showing you here. Okay, so now you can understand that there is a mismatch between what the target function looks like, which is a quadratic equation, compared to the fourth order polynomial, which you are using to fit the 5 data points. So you can say that, hey, okay, there is an overfitting occurring here because my polynomial has an order higher than what is required for the target function. And therefore, I say that there's an overfit because given the data points that I have, I'm only trying to fit the 5 data points using this fourth order polynomial. And clearly, there's a mismatch between what I'm trying to fit and what the underlying target function is. So what is overfit? This is a diagram showing you there's a mismatch. Okay, so you use fourth order polynomial to fit the data. And you can see that the in-sample error or the training error is zero because you only have 5 data points and then you're using a fourth order polynomial. And so you will have a perfect fit in this situation. The outer sample error, as you can see in this example, it is very, very bad. And you just cannot generalize to data points that you have not observed. So what could go wrong with this overfitting? So what I'm going to do in the following few slides is to walk through a few possible reasonings of the overfitting and try to understand what would be the actual cause of the overfitting. So let's start by asking the first question. Is the model complexity a reason for overfitting? Now, there's a common belief that because I'm using a quadratic equation, and that's the target function, and now I'm using a fourth order polynomial to fit the data, and since I am using a more complicated model to fit the quadratic equation, then that would cause a overfit. So let's ask whether this kind of statement is true or not. So to answer this question, let's consider the following situation. Let us fix a neural network. And in addition, let us also fix the number of data points. And let's try to run for a few epochs. So as the number of iterations goes on, you can see that the training error will go down. Okay, so because you're running more and more iterations of the deep neural network, so you run more and more backpropagations, and therefore the training error has to go down. Now, here I'm also making assumption that your neural network is deep enough that can approximate the curve that you're trying to understand. Okay, so here is the learning rate. Okay, so you have the in-sample error that is going down as number of epochs goes up. Now, the out-of-sample error or the testing error will have a typical behavior like this. It will first go down and then it will go up. So in this situation, what's happening? Well, you have a deep neural network, you have fixed capacity, and then you're fixing the amount of training data, and then you just keep running number of epochs. As the number of epochs goes on, your testing error goes down and then goes up. So the question that we're trying to address is, will a complex model tend to overfit? Well, it doesn't seem to be the case in this situation. So as you just keep running the number of epochs, you will reduce the testing error, and then gradually you will increase the testing error again. That has nothing to do with your model fitting problem, okay? Because you're using the exact same model, you just run for more and more iterations, you still have this overfitting as you have more epochs. So what's wrong here? That's clearly not just due to the model complexity. So here is the summary. When you use more epochs, you fit into the noise, because for the first few epochs, you try to learn the features, but then after a few epochs, your model is starting to fit into the noise. So in this example, the network capacity is not changed, but you still have overfit if you try to train forever. So model complexity is one of the possible reasons, but clearly it is not the only reason that will cause us to have the overfitting problem. Alright, so now let's try to understand a second possible reason for overfitting. How about noise? Well, there is also always noise, and so you will overfit. Is this a reason? So let's consider the following example. You have a 10th order target function, looks like this. And then suppose you generate the data points as I'm showing you here. And then let's assume that the target function is gone, so that now you are only seeing all these data points. You can have two choices in this example. You can either choose to fit the data using a second order polynomial, or you can choose to fit the data using a 10th order polynomial. So now you can see that if you choose to fit the data using a second order polynomial, given the set of data points, your fitting is actually pretty good. If you use a 10th order polynomial, your curve will look like this. So now, let's also go back a little bit to think about where this data point comes from. The data point comes from a noisy observation. Okay, so if you go back a little bit, you realize that I have a blue curve, and then all my data points, they're the noisy observations of the blue curve. And therefore, if I try to fit all these data points using my green curve, it will still be noisy. If I choose to use a 10th order polynomial, I can actually fit very, very well my noise, the amount of residual noise in my red curve is much smaller than the green curve. When you look at this example, you can see that there is clearly an overfit using the 10th order polynomial. However, if you look at the training error, the training error of the red curve is actually very, very low. So let's take a closer look at this problem. You have a 10th order, let's say you have a 10th order target function, and then you're using a set of n noisy measurements. And then you ask how well can you fit, if you use a second order polynomial versus a 10th order polynomial. And it turns out that the in-sample error is 0.05 for the green curve, and then 0.034 for the red curve. And so the red curve is a lot lower than the green curve. Now, that's the training. How about the testing? The testing for the green curve is just 0.127 versus the testing error for the red curve is 9. And so you can see that there is a significantly larger generalization error for using a 10th order polynomial. So is noise the reason? Well, noise is indeed a reason for overfitting, because of the noise that you have in your data set. And so if you choose the 10th order polynomial that tries to fit all these data points, you will run into the problem. that you will try to fit all this noise. In contrast, if you choose to use a second order polynomial, the second order polynomial which seems to have the ability to handle these noisy measurements. And so the point here is that you're fitting noise if you use a complex model, and there's a clear trade-off between the noise and also the model complexity. But I also want to emphasize that noise does not seem to be the only reason. Let's consider this example, where we consider a clean target function. What do I mean? Well, let's consider a 50th order target function that looks like this. This is our target function. And let us generate n data points from this 50th order target function. So after you have generated the data, let's cover the curve, and then let's just look at the data points. And we ask, can we try to fit these data points using a low-order polynomial or using a 50th-order target function? So in this case, you can see that the curve is actually a perfect curve on these data points. Okay, so your data points, they are clean observations. There's no noise associated with this example. And what we are all going to understand would be the order of the target function, and also the order of the model that you're going to use. So again, let's try to use a second order polynomial trying to fit this data. And you can see that the second order polynomial is not a very good fit, but it's reasonable. Now, if you're trying to use a 10th order polynomial to fit into this data, then what you see is the following. Now note that in this example, the data points, they are not noisy at all. They're clean data points. They're just generated from a 50th order polynomial. And then you're using a 10th order polynomial to fit the data. Also realize that you're using a 10th order polynomial, which is significantly lower than the original target function. And so the complexity of the model that you're choosing is actually lower than the target function that you're trying to learn. And also there's no noise. And so the first two reasons that we try to ask whether there is a model complexity problem and whether there's a noise problem does not seem to apply to this example. So let's ask, what would be the cause of this problem? And before that, let's just take a closer look into the training and also the testing error in this example. Okay. So in this particular case, what is the training error for the 2nd order polynomial? The training error is 0.029. And then the training error for the 10th order polynomial is 10 to the power minus 5. And clearly this 10th order polynomial is fitting well to all these data points. However, if you try to look at the testing error, the green curve has a testing error of 0.12 versus if you use a 10th order polynomial, the testing error goes all the way to 7,000. So you can see that there's a clear problem of using a 10th order polynomial trying to fit into a 50th order polynomial. That seems to be a reasonable thing to do. However, given the data points, that we still run into this problem of overfitting. So here is the question. Is noise the reason? We want to ask the question again. Is noise the reason? And we see that even if you have a noise-free situation, you still overfit. And so there are two problems here. Is that there might be a model mismatch problem because you're using a 10th order target, and then you're using a 10th order fit. Maybe that would be the reason. The other possibility is that it's just that we are running out of training examples. Maybe that's also a reason. So let's take a closer look at the model mismatch problem and try to see whether if I put the model really, really match with the target function, will I still have the overfitting problem? So suppose that you know that your target function is a 10th order polynomial. Okay, and then you're using a second order polynomial, and then you're using a 10th order polynomial, try to fit the data. In this situation, that you will have a low order polynomial, the second order polynomial, that is not matched with the 10th order polynomial, and then you're using a 10th order polynomial, which is a perfect match with the target function that you are considering. And also assume that the samples, they're clean. Okay? And so now what will happen is that I'm going to generate 5 data points on this 10th order polynomial. This is the target function. And these dots, they are the training points. Now let's cover the curve and let's try to fit using a second order polynomial versus a 10th order polynomial. If you use a second order polynomial, this is the fitting. If you use a 10th order polynomial, this is the fitting. So in this problem, you can see that if you use exactly the same 10th order polynomial, because you know that the target function is a 10th order polynomial, you try to fit, and the noise in the sample is also free. Okay, there's no noise in this training set. You try to fit that, you still have problem. So what is the cause of this issue? Is model fitting a problem for this in this situation? Probably not. Okay, so you can see that this is a noise-free situation. Model matches. It still doesn't fit well. Okay. And so what would be the reason? Well, it seems that everything is pointing to the problem of lacking training samples. So what causes overfit? There are a couple of reasons that we run into the overfitting problem. And I call them the trinity of the overfit. And there are 3 reasons that you will have overfitting. The first reason is that you do not have enough training samples. This is clear from the examples that we have seen before, where you have a target function, however, you only draw a few data points from the target function. So if you do not have enough training data points, then it becomes impossible to fit a complex model. And it's also impossible to deal with the noise. Now let's try to understand these 2 very clearly. One is that when you do not have enough training samples, and suppose you're using a complex model, what will happen? Well, let's imagine that you have a 50th order polynomial, that is your target function, and then you're using a 10th order polynomial, try to fit into this target function, and suppose you only have a few data points, and because a 10th order polynomial is actually already a much, much higher complexity than the number of data points that you can provide to the model, then the choice of the fitting model is just too complicated for the amount of training points that you have. And therefore, you will just fit all these data points using your 10th order polynomial. In the examples that I'm just giving you, you have 5 data points, but then you're using a 10th order polynomial. A 10th order polynomial, of course, can fit all these 5 data points perfectly. You do not have any training error. However, when you go to the testing, you will run into a lot of problems. The lack of training samples will also cause some difficulty in dealing with noise. Now, why is that the case? Well, if you have noise, if you have only a few training samples, and because you only have a few training samples, then you will try to fit all these training samples using a reasonable model. Now, if you have noise, the noise will go into your fitting. But if you have a lot of training samples, and then your model has a lower complexity, then you will be able to do some smoothing when you try to fit the data. So that brings to the benefit of having enough training samples in your learning procedure. The second part of the cause of overfit is the target complexity. So if you have a very, very complex target, for example, you have a 50th order polynomial, then certainly you need a lot of training samples to fit. So if you have a 50th order polynomial as a target function, and then you only have 5 data points, that just doesn't seem to be enough to fit into your target. Now, not enough training data points, then the only way to solve this problem is to use a less complex hypothesis. So the third source of the overfitting is noise. If you have a lot of noise, then clearly you need a lot more training samples in order to average out the effects of noise. So these 3 reasons, they explain how we will get into the problem of overfitting. So now you can go home and try to implement your own deep neural network, and you will see that where does this overfitting come from? The overfitting comes from, 1, you do not have enough training samples, because let's say you're training a deep neural network for your ImageNet data sets, And because you only have 1.2 million data points, images for your ImageNet, and then you're trying to extrapolate to all kinds of situations, you just do not have the training samples. And because the target function is extremely complex, and so you will not be able to just learn well using the training set that you have. And typically, you also have noise in not just the label, but also in the images themselves. So you have the fitting problem as well. And so when all this happens, then what you can do is you may want to choose a lower complexity model so that you can ideally you can fit better. Another approach that we will talk about would be, can we pose some kind of regularization, or can we pose some constraint to overcome the overfitting issue?